Bargetown Road.
Harlan, Pineville, and Williamsburg along the Cumberland River, Pikeville and Louisa along the Lavaiza Fork of the Big Sandy River. Those are the towns affected today by the massive flooding. In Harlan, they're cleaning up mud left behind when the water left downtown to head back to the river. There's no drinking water in Harlan. That's the word WAKY gets from Jim Morgan.
We'll be without water for an indefinite period. The water company tells us that there are so many breaks where houses have been ripped from their foundations and the water lines broken at those sites, and of course mobile homes and that sort of thing, that they just don't know where to begin.
In Pineville, there's still 10 feet of water in the city. Communications are out. At Williamsburg, the river is still rising. It's already 17 feet above flood stage. The water is knee-deep in the city, 5 feet deep in the boonies. Downtown Williamsburg has been evacuated. Along the Lavaiza Fork into Pikeville, communications were established this morning. The water has left town, leaving behind the mud, much like the situation in Harlan. Correspondent Denny Cochran tells WAKY that only a few mobile homes have been damaged.
We've had some unconfirmed reports of looting. The city of Pineville placed a curfew in the city limits last night at 6 p.m. And if you didn't have a very good reason to be downtown, you were detained. But all the reports we have of looting have been unconfirmed. I think things are pretty much under control. That curfew will be enforced again tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock within Pikeville.
The river crested this morning at Louisa, where the Lavaiza Fork meets its mother river, the Big Sandy. No flooding in the city. Water waist deep in the countryside. 10 counties have been declared disaster areas. Federal help is on the way. Governor Carroll wants President Carter to add 5 more counties to that list. 11 tons of food flown into the areas affected yesterday, and more is on the way today. It's 56 degrees at 6 before 11. Doctors talk about cancer. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute. Doctors from around the country have been meeting in Sarasota, Florida this week. They're working on new ways to treat cancer. Dr. Ida Martinson of the University of Minnesota School of Nursing is working on a sensitive study whether it's better for children dying of cancer to be cared for at home instead of the hospital.
What we're trying to do is to see what type of support the parents need. We have a caseload of 26 families, and with 19 of the children have died, and 16 of them have died at home. And I think the thing that as we were looking at the data and examining this, we found that really 13 of the children had died in the living room. And as we looked at this, it showed very much that these children had become very much a part of the family activity.
Dr. Martinson tells WAKY that parents considering this problem should keep in mind that it is truly fatiguing to have the entire family involved. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is meeting right now. A vote is expected on whether Treese should be banned from children's pajamas. Treese is a flame retardant chemical that the National Cancer Society says causes cancer in lab animals. The commission is also to discuss safety standards for power lawnmowers, covering such problems as
contact with the blade, thrown objects, rollover on riding mowers, as well as something called the dead man's control, which is when you let go of the lawnmower, the blade would automatically stop moving.
The commission's Sue Smirnoff tells WAKY 50,000 people are hurt each year by lawnmower accidents. In the last 2 months, during the middle of the night, someone has gone on a shooting spree on 3 different occasions. The latest, this early morning, at least 85 car windows shot out. City Police Officer Carl Yates tells WAKY that the BB barrage was in the West End.
Most of the shootings have occurred in our 4th and 6th police districts, which are west of 18th Street and cover most of the West End area. Reports from 38th Street, 41st, 42nd, River Park, Shawnee Drive, East Main Street, to name but a few.
County police also had action. WAKY told that they've answered several calls along Newburgh Road. Car windows shot out. 100,000 gallons of raw sewage a day continues to flow into the Ohio River. Your city officials telling WAKY it'll be at least 3 more weeks before the city's main sewage treatment plant is back to work. Officials are still finding that toxic chemical in the lines. The fumes from the chemical has left 29 sick. They'll be fiddling and picking over at Union Grove, North Carolina this weekend. It's the 53rd 23rd Annual Old Time Fiddlers Convention. It starts today. WAKY has an on-scene report from Ralph Shaw.
The 3 days of fiddling and tigging are expected to draw in excess of 100,000 persons from across the nation and several foreign countries. Between 35 and 50 bands will be competing for over $10,000 in prize money at several divisions. Ralph Shaw reporting from Union Grove, North Carolina.
Every day, WAKY gives you a chance to get involved with action information. You get a chance to express your opinion. Today, we'd like to know what you would do if you had a child dying of cancer. Would you want that child at home with you, or would you want to keep that child at the hospital? Give us a call at 589-NEWS. Well, there are some of your comments next hour at 11:55.
If you're a gardener, you already know the name Ortho, and chances are you've been using their gardening products for years. Well, Ortho can help you in many other ways. They have the products to give you a beautiful lawn.
Showing at the Kenwood and New Albany Drive-In Theaters.
On April 21st at Emanuel High School, it's Donkey Basketball, the teachers against the students. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana, sunny and warmer, up to 65 today and back down to 40 tonight. Central Kentucky, you have 60 degrees. Southern Indiana, 61. WAKY uptown on the River City Mall, it's 61. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Gary King.
And thank you, Bill. Thanks.
Harlan is still getting its drinking water trucked in. There's mud ankle deep in that city. The city cleaning up from the flooding of the Cumberland River. Downstream in Pineville, the situation may or may not be worse. The city is still under 10 feet of water. There's no communication lines in or out of Pineville. Williamsburg waits. The business district has water to the curbing. The businesses have closed. No buildings are flooded, but the river at Williamsburg has not crested yet. It will later today. The river is already 17 feet above flood stage. Along the Leviza Fork of the Kentucky tributary of the Big Sandy River, Pikeville is shoveling mud.
You have this residue of the flooding, the debris and the mud that's left. Some areas of Pikeville did experience 10 to 15 feet of water in the low-lying sections. Part of the higher sections only incurred about a couple of feet of water, but there was in some areas 10 to 15 feet of water in the downtown area.
Newsman Dewey Cochran. Mobile homes were destroyed in Pikeville. Where the Leviza Fork meets the Big Sandy sits the town of Louisa. Fortunately, it's on high ground. Flood stage 45 feet. The river is at 55 feet, cresting this morning. The low-lying areas are flooded, but there's only trees in that flooded land. The city sits higher than the water. 15 counties in eastern and southeastern Kentucky are now federal disaster areas. Five more added this morning. Uncle Sam will bring in relief help. It's 61 degrees at 5 before noon. A return of the polio shot. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
There will come a time in the far distant future.
A group of medical experts believing that the polio shot should be brought back.
National Academy of Science Group says Americans should be able to choose between killed virus polio shots and the orally taken live virus vaccine, which is currently the only type administered in this country. The killed virus vaccine was developed by Dr. Jonas Salk and was used until 1962 when the U.S. Public Health Service switched to the oral vaccine, developed by Dr. Albert Sabin and others. Dr. Sabin and some of his colleagues have campaigned for reinstatement of the killed vaccine, saying it offers better protection and doesn't cause users to contract polio, as the oral vaccine apparently has in some cases. Kirsten Lundquist, Washington.
On health, doctors are meeting in Sarasota, Florida. They're talking about cancer. A Minnesota doctor revealing her study of children afflicted with cancer and whether parents would rather keep them at home or at the hospital. WAKY asked you to call in. Let us know what your choice would be. It was a unanimous vote for home.
I think it'd be much easier to see a child at home. I'd know how the child is, what kind of condition he's in, be able to check on him when I want. It'd just be a lot more easier.
I think I'd rather have that child at home because if he was dying of cancer and he was going to die anyway, the hospital would do him no good anyway.
I would definitely keep my child at home. I don't see any difference between dying of natural causes and dying of cancer other than you know approximately when it's coming.
Speaking of cancer, the Consumer Product Safety Commission meeting today may decide whether to ban trees, a flame retardant used in children's pajamas found to cause cancer in lab animals. Well, if someone were looking to give out out a pollution award, your city would stand a pretty good chance. 100,000 gallons of raw sewage pumped into the Ohio River each and every day. It's because of that toxic chemical at the city's sewage treatment plant, and it's going to be 3 weeks before that plant is back on the job. Good and bad news from the Labor Department this morning. Wholesale prices up last month, 1.1%. Most of the increase from industrial products, the kinds of things used by business and industry to make the goods that you buy. The other important factor in the hike, coffee and coffee-related items. Seems like the good old days were only a couple of months ago, especially when it comes to that first drink of the morning. WAKY's Tom Martin.
There's still a place where black gold, now name applied to coffee, can be bought for a nickel. It's the Star Inn out in the middle of Iowa. They sell coffee for a nickel there, and refills are free.
Governor Carroll has signed the extradition papers. Indiana State Police today heading to Lexington to get 17-year-old David Smith. He's arrested in Lexington last week, wanted on charges stemming from the St. Valentine's Day murder of four Hollinsburg, Indiana brothers. Two other men already in jail for the murder. Fourth suspect still on the loose. At WAKY, it's 2 minutes before noon.
Presenting the amazing Rhythm Aces.
State Road 56.
The Okolona JCs and the Louisville Civitan Club sponsoring a Cedar Lake Lodge smoke sensor sale. That's at the community booth in the mall, April 15, 16, and 17. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. Sunny days, clear nights, and warmer. High 65, a low of 39. Central Kentucky, you have 60 degrees. Southern Indiana, 61. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 61. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Gary King.
Thank you, Bill Wax.
Slicer. The only city in Kentucky that's underwater right now is Williamsburg on the Cumberland River, but WAKY listens to Ron Cooper explain that the river has crested and it's starting to go down.
It's crested. About an hour ago, it started going down.
How much water is in the city of Williamsburg?
Well, in points, it's up to around 3 or 4 feet in certain areas. And in the downtown area, it's only about a foot.
That's on the main street of Williamsburg. About damage?
As far as I know of, there's not much damage. It's just, you know, water and mud all over the walls.
A lot of folks have evacuated Williamsburg. In Harlan and Pineville on the Cumberland, the waters left town, leaving behind the mud. Some damage to homes, no drinking water in Harlan. Along the Leviza Fork of the Big Sandy, Pikeville cleans up. No other city was hard hit. It's 71 degrees at 4 before 2. Children and cancer. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Has so much more.
3,000 children die each year from cancer. The National Cancer Institute has funded a project which provides for the death of those youngsters at home, surrounded by loving parents in an atmosphere both friendly and familiar. Dr. Ida Martinson of the Minnesota School of Nursing, who set up this project, tells WAKY that nurses are available around the clock to help parents of a terminally ill child.
Parents can get very tired because they can be on call almost 24 hours a day. And what we're trying to do is to give them the support so they can either take turns sleeping or that as a health professional we can come in for short periods of time.
Earlier today, WAKY asked if you would rather have your child at home or in a hospital. Everyone that called in said at home. Well, WAKY had a group of nice-looking young ladies in the lobby this day. They all had windbreakers on. Claim Central High School is where they were from. And WAKY's Ralph Dix got to one.
Bad boys have quite a responsibility, seeing to it that bats are in the batter's hands and safety helmets are placed comfortably on top of noggins in the major and minor leagues. Locally, since there are no added spring sports, our provisions made for girls' baseball, young females are putting their talents to use in more ways than one. Here's the Fabulous Seven, the backbone of the Central Yellow Jacket.
Do you work up a sweat?
Yeah, when we get running, we do.
Pep team, that's what we are.
We can cheer.
Yeah.
Okay, do the guys really appreciate you all? Do you all give them?
Right.
Do you give them inspiration?
You know it.
What type of inspiration?
If they're, you know, too far
and
over one
back.
Way, if they're down, we'll say, come on, we're going to win all this.
Do you ever get in the way?
I do. Oh, well, when they, something, it's a foul or something, and I'm standing out there getting in, I'll get run over.
The plan now is to get parents to join them to protest the school board to sponsor baseball for girls. Ralph Dix, Action Sports.
In the past 3 months, on two separate occasions, WAKY has told you about someone or some people going around town shooting out car windows. Third such incident this morning, and police have arrested two brothers. 85 different car windows shot out this morning. That was in the city alone in the Portland area. County police had a dozen complaints, mostly from the Newburgh area. At WAKY Louisville, it's 2 o'clock.
Sale Days Bashford Manor Mall.
Thursday, April 21st at Emanuel High School, there's going to be a donkey basketball game. Should it be interesting? Teachers taking on students. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. Sunny days, clear nights, and warmer. Up to 75 today, a low tonight of 43. Central Kentucky, you have 70 degrees. Southern Indiana, 72. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 74. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bob Moody.
From Johnson & Johnson.
WAKY checking the road ahead. We have normal traffic action for this afternoon. One exception, though, is on the Waterson eastbound at Dumondale. No accident or anything, but there is a semi-tractor trailer out there. It's off to the side of the road. We understand there's some funny smelling fumes coming from that truck, so you may want to take precautions in that area. More traffic information upcoming all afternoon from WAKY. Federal officials say at least 5,000 families have been affected by the flooding along the Cumberland, Big Sandy, and Kentucky Rivers. That includes those who had to evacuate and those whose property was damaged. 15 counties now listed as federal disaster areas. The only city still underwater is Williamsburg. The Cumberland crested there this afternoon.
About an hour ago, it started going down.
WAKY asked newsman Bill Carson how much water is in Williamsburg.
Well, in points, it's up to around 3 or 4 feet in certain areas. And in the downtown area, it's only about a foot.
Now, that's on the city's main street, mind you. About property damage?
As far as I know of, there's not much damage. It's just, you know, water and mud all over the walls.
But lots of folks have evacuated. In Harlan and Pineville, there's mud and damage to the homes. Harlan still does not have drinking water of their own. Along the Leviza Fork, Pikeville has cleaned up. The Ohio River is crested at Ashland. It will crest tomorrow at Maysville, a foot and a half above flood stage. The Ohio expected to crest in Louisville Sunday afternoon, 2 feet below flood stage. It's 75 degrees at 5 before 4. Double-digit inflation. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Four-way relief continues. Certificates.
What cost you $100 in 1967 will cost you $191.90 today. Wholesale prices went up last month 1.1%. That's an annual inflation rate of 13%. A lot of that price hike was due to coffee. Remember the good old days as far back as November 1976 when coffee was cheap? WAKY's Tom Martin.
There's still a place where black gold, now name applied to coffee, can be bought for a nickel. It's the Star Inn out in the middle of Iowa. They sell coffee for a nickel there, and refills are free.
Let's get a convoy now. On two occasions in the past 3 months, WAKY has told you about someone shooting out car windows in the middle of the night. It happened again this morning in the Portland area and on Newburgh Road in the county. City police have arrested two brothers. Their names, Lim and Clint Scott. They live in the Indian Trail area, charged with 77 counts of criminal mischief. In Lexington tomorrow, a hearing to decide whether to extradite 17-year-old David Smith. He's wanted for the Valentine Day murder of four brothers in Hollinsburg, Indiana. A group of medical experts believe the polio shots should be brought back.
National Academy of Science Group says Americans should be able to choose between killed virus polio shots and the orally taken live virus vaccine, which is currently the only type administered in this country. The killed virus vaccine was developed by Dr. Jonas Salk and was used until 1962 when the U.S. Public Health Service switched to the oral vaccine, developed by Dr. Albert Sabin and others. Dr. Sabin and some of his colleagues have campaigned for reinstatement of the killed vaccine, saying it offers better protection and doesn't cause users to contract polio, as the oral vaccine apparently has in some cases. Kirsten Lundquist, Washington.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission this day banned Crease. That's the flame retardant that you'll find in children's pajamas. Crease, they say, may cause cancer. At WAKY, it's 2 minutes before 4.
I'm working hard here in town as a brand new
little girls, and prices stay old-fashioned. Airway, a family kind of store.
The 67 graduates of Southern High School planning a 10-year reunion. For more information, call 968-2326 or 964-6620. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. Sunny days, clear nights, and warmer. A low tonight of 43, high tomorrow 65. Central Kentucky, you have 73 degrees. Southern Indiana, 75. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 76. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bob Moody.
Thank you, Bill, and this afternoon, this hour,
6 on News 11.
On the road ahead, a couple of accident locations on the water city westbound at Preston and in the 700 block of South Clay. WAKY updating traffic all afternoon. Maryland, Pineville, and Williamsburg, along the Cumberland and Pikeville on the Levisa Fork. Those are the cities affected by the state's worst flooding ever. In Harlan and Pineville, there's mud a foot deep. Lots of buildings and homes damaged or destroyed. Harlan's biggest problem is a lack of drinking water. It's being airlifted in. At Williamsburg, the Cumberland crested this afternoon on the main street of Williamsburg. Water is a foot deep. In Pikeville, the water is left, but the mud remains. Mobile homes were damaged. Federal aid is on the way. First, temporary housing will be set up. Then the machinery for loans will go into motion. It's estimated that 5,000 families were affected. 1,300 had flood insurance. One-stop assistance centers will be opened in each of the 15 counties declared federal disaster areas. WAKY has checked with George Asbury of the State Transportation Department to find out about roads into the flood area.
Right now, it appears like all roads are open in the whole area, with the exception of streets and roads right in the Williamsburg area.
WAKY is told that state police and National Guardsmen might stop you to find out why you're trying to get to wherever it is you're going. It's 76 degrees at 5 before 5. Cancer and kids. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute. Doctors are meeting in Florida this week. They're discussing ways to treat cancer. Dr. Ida Martinson of Minnesota School of Nursing is working on what you could call a quite sensitive study. Should children dying of cancer stay at home for care or go to a hospital?
What we're trying to do is to see what type of support the parents need. We have a caseload of 26 families, and with 19 of the children have died, and 16 of them have died at home. And I think the thing that as we were looking at the data and examining this, we found that really 13 of the children had died in the living room. And as we looked at this, it showed very much that these children had become very much a part of the family activity.
Dr. Martinson tells WAKY it is a truly fatiguing experience for the entire family when the children stay at home. On cancer, someone said that Crease causes the disease. Well, today, the Consumer Product Safety Commission banned that chemical. It's the chemical that's in the children's sleepwear as a flame retardant. Another car window shooting spree this morning. 85 car windows shot out in the Portland area. Another dozen along Newburgh Road in the county. City Police Officer Judy Renfro tells WAKY that two have been jailed.
They arrested two brothers, the last name of Scott. We don't have the first names at this time, and they live in the Indian Trail area.
What are the charges?
As at this time, it's 77 counts of third-degree criminal mischief.
Police don't know if the brothers are connected to the two similar shooting sprees in the past 3 months. There was a fire 2 weeks ago in Richmond, Lexington Police Officer Ricky Reagan's home. Reagan died today at a local hospital. Wholesale prices last month went up 1.1%. That's 13% a year. It'll be another 3 weeks that the city's sewage treatment plant won't work. Thus, it'll be another 3 weeks that we pour 100,000 gallons of raw sewage a day into the river. Two persons walking away from a private plane crash this afternoon just 2 miles north of the Lexington Airport. Authorities tell WAKY that the pilot and a passenger all are safe. The plane en route to Knoxville, or from Knoxville to Lexington. At WAKY, it's 2 minutes before 5.
State Road 56.
The Galena Elementary School PTA holding a chilly supper Saturday, April 16. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana clear through Saturday. Low tonight, 43. High tomorrow, 65. Central Kentucky, you have 74 degrees. Southern Indiana, 72. WAKY uptown on the River City Mall at 74. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bob Moody.
Thank you, Bill, and...